All That Jazz, written by Dee Williams and read by Kim Hicks.
Chapter 1, 1921. Daisy May Cooper sighed softly. She wanted to cry. Why was life so cruel? She had lost her dear dad at the Somme, and now her mother was desperately ill with the influenza that was sweeping the country. She held her mother's gnarled hand and looked at the fingers that once did such fine stitches on clothes that were brought to her in need of repair. Daisy May remembered the nights she and her younger sister Mary Jane were in the bedroom and should have been sleeping, but knew their mother was sitting straining her sad brown eyes as she worked by the light of a candle to save the penny for the gaslight and help pay for some food to put on the table. Now her breathing was laboured and her eyes closed. Eyes that had seen so much pain in her life. Daisy gently stroked the back of her mother's hand. She had been hoping the new year would have been kind to them, but February was already proving to be bitterly cold.
Daisy May.
I'm here, Mum. She bent closer to her mother to hear what she was saying, as her voice was very soft and the rattling in her chest frightening.
You will take care of Mary Jane, won't you?
Daisy held back her tears. Their mother always called them by their full names.
Course I will, but Mum, don't worry. You'll be up and around in...
Her voice trailed off as she felt her mother's hand go limp. In the flickering candlelight, Daisy sat looking at her mother. She wanted to scoop her up in her arms and run away. She didn't know where she would go. They didn't have any family as far as she knew. She was always told that her mother and father had come from over the Thames. They had been very young when they met and had run away to get married and finished up in Rotherhithe. Daisy always thought that sounded very romantic. But they had never kept in touch with their brothers or sisters. As most people of her parents' age couldn't read or write at the time, Daisy could understand that. She felt tears run down her face. Who would come to her mother's funeral? And how could she even pay for it? She brushed her tears away with the flat of her hand. She also had to think of her young sister, Mary Jane. How was she going to look after her? She was only 6, 11 years younger than her. Daisy's head was reeling as all the problems began to close in on her. She kissed her mother's cheek and noted that for the first time in years, all the worry seemed to have disappeared from her face, and she looked very peaceful. Daisy blew out the candle and went into the other room they rented. By the light that came from the gas lamp in the street, she looked down on the dark hair of her sister. She managed to stifle a sob. Her mother had always said Mary Jane was very precious, as she hadn't thought she could have any more children because, after Daisy, she had lost 2 babies as soon as they were born. She always said she was being punished for running away from home to get married. But then Mary Jane arrived. Daisy had loved her from the first time she saw her. The little girl was now asleep on the battered brown leather sofa that had seen better days. She was covered with a threadbare blanket and her coat. Not that there was much warmth in either of them. This room was freezing, as since their mother had been taken ill, it was only the bedroom they could afford to have a fire in. Daisy would have to shovel up the hot coals and bring them in here to warm this room and put a kettle on the fire so that in the morning they would be able to have a cup of tea. Her mind had gone into thinking about the practicalities of what was to be their life now.
Daisy? Is that you?
Mary's voice came through the darkness.
Yes, love, I'm here. Is Mum all right?
No. Daisy went and sat next to her sister. She put her arms round her and held her frail, thin body close.
You're freezing, said Mary,
pulling away from her.
Mary, I'm afraid Mum has gone. Gone where? I thought she was...
She stopped when she heard her sister sob.